whatever your request is. Glory to God. That's why. Woo. And I'm telling you the truth. Making me want to preach here now. I'm trying to teach. Praise the Lord. The assembling of yourselves together. Amen. Go ahead and tell somebody, say it's good to see you. That's why we say it's good to see you, because you my brother, you my sister. And see, this is, I told you last Sunday, and you have to understand this about the body of Christ. You have to understand this. You got to get this in your spirit, because when we start talking about the body of Christ, we're not just talking about little segments here and there. I'm talking about when you say the body of Christ, we are just one church here at New Life, but every church that names the name of the Lord here in Alexandria, we need to come together with that church. We're not isolating ourselves. No, we're not trying to, we're the best and we're the only one. No. We're part of the body. We may be the little toe, but we are important. You can't say just because you the hand that your toe ain't important, cut your little toe off. I told you before, cut it off and see what's going to happen. You're going to be stumbling and fumbling and trying to learn how to walk all over again a different way. Because your little toe brings balance. It's good. Every part of your body is there for a reason. And you cut any one of them off, you're going to miss it. It's just like when you get your arm or your limb amputated, in your mind, it's still there. Hello? Have you ever talked to people that have limbs amputated? They'll tell you. My mom went through that before she went to be with the Lord. She had a limb amputated, but the reality was, in her mind, it was telling her her leg was itching. She go to reach for to scratch the leg, and it wasn't there. Why? Because in your mind has already have become accustomed to the fact that this limb, this something should be there. And I need it. Go ahead and say, I need it. And it doesn't matter what function you play in the body. You're important. I need you. You don't think for 1 minute this church can this organization or the body of Christ can run without you. God put you there for a specific purpose. You have a deposit in you that everybody in here need. Don't think that you're insignificant. No, you are important. I need you. You're part of me. And how can I talk about you? You don't find people walking around talking about, oh, man, this old foot, I feel like just cutting it off. No, you don't find people. If they do, you better, you're like, hey, you need some deliverance in Jesus' name. Amen? No, don't be talking to yourself, talking about your brother, your sister, because you're talking about yourself. You can't hate your brother and your sister without hating yourself. Glory to God. That's another message. Then we go to witnessing. Amen? Everybody say witnessing. Witnessing. Witnessing, sharing Christ. We found out that witnessing is just like a seed. We've been trying to witness all wrong. We've been, thinking that witnessing, we can go out and pass out tracts and do this, that, and the other, and it's going to bring in a harvest. No, if we would learn how to die to ourselves, we went through this whole, it's on another tape, you may have to get that. I can't get involved in that, get too deep in that, but that just like a seed has potential. And the only way that seed is going to be able to grow, the Bible said, unless the seed fall to the corner of grain, fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it's going to bring forth much fruit. And in order for us to bring other individuals and reproduce after our kind, it means that the only thing we got to do as a believer in New Life Christian Fellowship, if we want this ministry to grow like it's going to grow, and it's going to grow, because why? We are dying out to self. Once you die out to self and allow this flesh to die, then the seed, which is the word of God and which is the Christ life that lives within us, is going to automatically reproduce after this kind. Because we are symbiotically like a seed. There's an outer hull or the lobe. Then there's the germ, which is the life of the seed. Amen. What's happening, this flesh right now, this old body that you see is the outer hull. This is the lobe, all right? And that old nature is that outer hull, right? But now the Christ that lives on the inside is that germ, is the life of this vessel, of our vessel, right? The life of Christ. Now, if we die, flesh, if self die, then now the life of Christ now can live out and then reproduce after its kind. That's how you got to start bringing people into the kingdom of God, because when you die, then the Christ in you is going to automatically start reproducing after its kind, because people are going to start coming and asking, what is it about you? How can you be so, how can all this stuff be going on in your life and you have so much peace? They're going to look at you and they're going to be amazed at all of the stuff that you are going through. And then God is going to get the glory. Amen. All right. Next. All right. Now, use our words to make this transfer happen. That's what we got to do. We got to start speaking. Go ahead. Tell your neighbor. Say, go ahead and start speaking it. Got to speak it out. You got to speak it out. All right. Next. Now, these are the M. These are going to be the M manifestations. You can kind of jot these down if you like. The M manifestation. We're going to use this manifold manifestation, and we're going to do everything with M's, all right? And we're going to express to you what we want to see come to pass and manifest in this year. This is what's going to manifest in your life, and this is what we're praying and believing God for in these areas of your life that they're going to manifest, all right? Number one is magnify our majestic God. You gotta bring our worship, praise and worship to another level. You gotta spend time at home praising God. You gotta spend time in your car praising God. The more you praise God, the more you're gonna wanna praise God. The more your lifestyle begin to take on a different dynamics when you start worshiping and praising God. You shouldn't have to praise God or wait till you come to church to praise God, but you have to make this a part of your everyday existence by worshiping, magnifying, praising God. It means to increase, to make greater, to intensify our praise and worship to the supreme greatness. That's what we have to begin to do, and allow that Christ life that's on the inside of us begin to understand. I heard Pastor Vanessa say, and as she was saying that, it was just so powerful, because I was sitting there meditating exactly what she said. She said she would begin to talk about how when you worship God, you're standing and you're worshiping God. You don't have to worship God thousands of miles away or millions of miles away in heaven. You don't have to picture him on the throne. No, you go within you, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You go within right now because you have the Christ life, the life of God living on the inside of you. You go ahead and begin to worship him and say, God, I just love you. I thank you for your greatness. I thank you for who you are. I thank you for you allowing to live in my life. I thank you for taking your abode. I thank you for living in me. And you worship God in you. The hope of glory. He said Christ in you, the hope of glory. We got to change our thinking. Most of the time when we pray, we're praying to God way up in heaven. No, you have him in your life, right? Does he live in your life? You begin to pray and thank God for him, because he is great. He lives. His spirit lives within us. And we are righteous not because of the stuff we do. Hello. We have been made the righteousness of God because we have believed. That's why we are the righteousness of God, because we have believed. Is that right? All right, number two. Number two is we're believing God. These are the M manifestation. We are believing God for major growth. Everybody say major growth. Greater in size and development. That's every area of our life. We're going to grow. We're going to expand. You just might as well get ready to expand in your life this year. When you participate in those aggressive activities and really commit yourself to those areas of worship and praise and fasting and reading and meditating and just really getting into the things of God, praying your heavenly prayer language, these are the things that you're going to experience this year. That's why I told you, I guarantee you, you're going to experience major growth in every area of your life. Not only in the church, also we're talking about new facilities here at church. You can talk about new facilities in your home, on your job. I mean, every aspect of your life, new facilities, new expansion. Get ready to expand. Get ready to do some construction. Glory to God. Amen. All right. Number three. All right. Through us being aggressive in these activities, God is going to do what? He's going to teach us how to manage our money, God's money. We're going to be good stewards. We're going to come to understand that it's through these areas God is going to give us wisdom and knowledge how to manage our money. This is so important. Right now, many of us, we think we need more money to do better. You don't need more money to do better. You need to ask God for the wisdom to manage what you have. Because if he can give you a wisdom on how to manage what you have, then he'll give you more. Because he said he'll give seed to the sower. When you realize that it ain't yours. See, when you realize, see, that's the problem with a lot of people in the body of Christ. They don't realize. They think that they go to work and the money that they're working for is theirs. Hello? But you have to understand, the money that you make, God has entrusted that within your care to be a good steward. And if you become a good steward through, again, listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit, for him to tell you and to direct you and to, well, the Bible says, we lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge him, and then he will do what? He directs our path if we would listen to what he has to say. And when God directs your path, then your path is, then you're going to, success is guaranteed in every area of your life. And we're just not talking about materialistic blessings, but we this is a part of it. Amen? Manage God's money. It's God's money. You become a good steward, and then you're able to do great exploits for the kingdom of God, because the more you can really manage his money, it's just like if I came to you and told you and gave you $10,000 and told you to hold on to this and I'll tell you what to do with it later. And then I call you and tell you, I say, okay, I want you to give Minister Moxley $2,000, give this one, Pastor Lawson $2,000, give this one $2,000, give Pastor Jackson $2,000, and you don't have a problem with doing that, right? Why? It's my money. When I call you and tell you to give somebody something that's mine, you don't have a problem giving it up. Am I right? And see, that's the concept. That's the mentality. That's the consciousness that we got to get, because God, he gave you the strength to go to work. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what am I saying. See, he gave, and see, we're not to look to the money. We're to look to God, because God is our source. When you start looking to God, then God will bring to you in abundance, because you're acknowledging him in all your ways.